AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Air Force says it would deny all transgender service members who have served between 15 and 18 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. It would mean either taking a lump sum separation payment offered to junior troops or be removed from the service. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel plans to take over all of Gaza. The goal? Destroy Hamas.
They want people to be civilian casualties. They want a starvation policy that they themselves are trying to put into being. And we're doing everything to reverse that.
Netanyahu spoke to Fox News. Expanding military operations in Gaza would put the lives of countless Palestinians and the roughly 20 remaining Israeli hostages at risk. Israel already controls about three-quarters of Gaza. President Trump says Intel CEO must resign. The AP Sagar Magani reports it sent the chipmaker's stock tumbling.
On social media, the president writes Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan is highly conflicted. That comes after Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Tom Cotton wrote Intel's chairman with concerns about Tan's investments and ties to firms reportedly linked to the Chinese government and army. Chinese media has described Tan as actively devoted to Chinese and Asian markets. Cotton has also raised concerns Chinese spies could be working at tech companies and defense contractors. Today, he's asked Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth to ban all non-American citizens from jobs, allowing them access to Defense Department networks. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Trump wants to change how the Census Bureau collects data to exclude immigrants in the country illegally. Stocks are mostly lower at the close as new U.S. tariffs kick in. This is AP News. Wealthy businessman Laurent Saint-Cyr became the head of Haiti's transitional presidential council.
The change in command further threatened to destabilize the country as a powerful gang federation pledged to overthrow the government hours before the swearing-in. The gang federation has long denounced Haiti's oligarchs. In a video on social media, wearing a bulletproof vest and with an automatic rifle slung across his shoulder, one gang leader known as Jimmy Cherizier asked that residents give them free passage to reach the council's office. Gunfire erupted in parts of the capital by dawn, as normally congested streets remained empty and quiet across Port-au-Prince. I'm Karen Chamas.
His family says Brandon Blackstock, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband and talent manager, has died of cancer. He was 48. Yesterday, Kelly Clarkson announced she was postponing her studio session concerts in Las Vegas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.